Good morning. It's Friday, May 22, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's digest is anchored by a major BMJ meta-analysis. 36 trials, 92,000 patients, that should make millions of supplement users rethink their calcium and vitamin D regimens. A companion aging cell study of 4,260 health enthusiasts offers a more constructive supplement story, flagging calcium AKG and CoQ10 as credible biological age targets. Meanwhile, new neuroimaging research warns that long-term depression physically rewires brain connectivity, and Congress quietly introduces legislation that could transform how Americans pay for the supplements they take. In supplement news, the headline, Calcium and Vitamin D Supplements Don't Prevent Fractures or Falls, Major BMJ Meta-Analysis Finds. According to BMJ, a sweeping BMJ meta-analysis covering 36 clinical trials and more than 92,000 participants found that calcium supplements alone, vitamin D alone, and their combination all showed little to no effect on reducing fracture or fall risk in older adults. This is the one to read today. Supplement use linked to lower biological age in 4,260-person epigenetic cohort from Aging Cell. A new cross-sectional study in Aging Cell analyzed 84 commonly used supplements against epigenetic aging data from 4,260 health-conscious individuals who completed saliva-based DNA methylation tests, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. Long-term depression physically rewires brain network connectivity, from Neuroscience News. It's not just that depression correlates with poor brain health. The duration of major depressive disorder appears to fundamentally and measurably alter how brain networks communicate with each other. A common sleep deficiency may be quietly undermining your brain health. From MindBodyGreen. New research suggests that how we sleep, not just how long, may influence the health of our brains years or even decades down the line, with sleep architecture emerging as a modifiable risk factor for cognitive decline. From the research desk, the life purpose extends lifespan finding may be largely a statistical artifact. From PLOS One, a widely cited association between sense of life purpose and lower mortality risk may be far weaker than the literature suggests, or statistically non-existent. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.